A Breeze from the Land of Peace by Feridun Mushiri. Indeed, if someday someone asks me, "During your time on Earth, what did you do?" I'll open my book of verse before him. I'll hold my head up, laughing and crying. I'll say that this seed is newly sown. It needs time to come to fruition and bloom. Under this vast cerulean sky, with all my might, in very song, I evoked the revered name of love. Perhaps, by this weary voice, an oblivious someone was awakened, someone in the four corners of this world. I praised kindness, I battled against wickedness, I suffered the wilting of a single stem of flower, I grieved the death of a caged canary, and for people's sorrows, I died 100 times a night. I'm not ashamed if at times, when one ought to have screamed from deep within, with Jesus-like patience, I kept my silence. If I were to arm myself with a sword to fight against the ignorant, blame me not for taking the road to love. A sword in hand implies a man may meet his demise. We were passing through a bleak road where the darkness of ignorance was devastating. My belief in humanity was my torch. The sword was in devil's hand. Words were my only weapon on this battlefield. Even if my poetry could not kindle a fire in anyone's mind, my heart, like firewood, burned from both sides. Read a page from my book of verse, and you may say, "Can anyone burn worse than him?" Many endless nights I did not sleep, to retell humanity's message from man to man in the thorny land of animosity. My words were a breeze from the land of peace. But perhaps they should have been a mighty windstorm to uproot all this wickedness. Our elders had advised us in the past, it is too late, too late. The soul of the earth is so dark. Our strength, multiplied by 100, is no more than a lonely cry in a desert so vast. Another Noah there must be, another great storm too. The world must be built anew, new humans within it, too. Yet this patient, solitary man, carrying his backpack full of fervor, still strides along to draw a glimmer of light from the heart of this darkness. He places the candle of a poem here and there. He still hopes for the miracle that is man.